Hey, welcome back to the How to Podcast series. It's Dave. It's the Daily Dave. It's not every day. But when things pop up and I'm like, oh, I'd love to chat about this. I'd like to talk about this. I'd like to bring this to your attention. I don't want to wait for the numbered episodes to finally get this in front of you. And it's, again, I promise, my commitment to you, it's short. I want to give you some information around recording your guests. If you're an interview podcast, here's an idea that I don't hear a lot of people talk about because people want your money. Let's just be quite honest. All of these hosting places where you can host a meeting and record your conversation come with a monthly fee or some crazy amount of money you got to pay. And you're a new podcaster, right? You don't have a lot of money for this. You're just learning. You're just starting out. I want to give you a way to record your guests. Okay. And at the time of this recording, all of this, the numbers make sense. Things could change in the future, but right now, you're listening to this. This is going to work for you right now. Sign up for a Zoom account. Okay, so Zoom. It's, you know, that thing we got us through the pandemic. Zoom is widely accepted by a lot of people with zero to little tech experience. A lot of people did work from home through Zoom. So it really helped Zoom become a very popular platform, again, very user-friendly, which is really important when you have brand new people on your podcast and you're interviewing them. Now, one of the biggest downfalls of Zoom that people will steer you away from Zoom and say, come over and use our expensive product instead, is they say the audio quality is kind of not that great on Zoom. So what you get back as a host when you're done. So I have a trick for you that, again, I don't hear a lot of podcasters talk about this, and it could be a game changer for you. A, you can avoid the monthly fees of signing up to some very complicated recording software over the web where you and your host have to navigate all this stuff. I have a better way of using Zoom, and I would use it as a backup recording instead of your main recording, in that you come on the screen with me, we have a little talk before we hit record, and then we jump in, I hit record, recording in progress. You'll hear startup, and now we're off to go, off we go, we're recording, we're doing our thing. Now, most people use the files that you get back from Zoom after you're finished recording as their starting point for their editing and creating their podcast. But what if... Now, this is going to work for everyone, but it could work for you, and that's why I'm doing this here. What if you use Zoom as just a way to watch your guest and interact with them face-to-face, even if you don't do a video podcast? Let the recording that happens through Zoom be your backup, not your main recording. In that, what I do when you come on my show as a guest, I use Audacity, which is free. I run my microphone, everything goes into my computer, I pull up Audacity, I hit record, and what I do is I kind of grab, you know, I can minimize, I grab the screen and I shrink it down so that all I see is the counter that's keeping track of my time. It's that little, for me on my screen, it's kind of gray and light gray, and right now it's at 3 minutes 46 seconds, 47, 48. I can see the countdown, like the clock working away. I minimize that and I just kind of move it off on my screen, still visible. I can see Zoom. I can see the website of my guest. And I have the little clock, which is Audacity, recording me live while we're doing the Zoom meeting. So I'm using the recording of my microphone to my computer to Audacity as my track. So I get the best recording from my setup without relying on Zoom. Zoom then becomes my backup recorder. So if something falls apart, I have an extra copy through Zoom, which I may or may never use. But it's there. It's part of it. Now, if you want to avoid the fees for Zoom, do a smaller podcast. Instead of doing a 1-hour podcast or a 45-minute podcast, do a 30-minute podcast. That's it. You don't have to do a 45-minute episode as an interview-based podcast. You can do a 15-minute interview. You can do whatever you want. But if you stay below that 40-minute mark, you don't have to pay for Zoom. It's free. So I'm recording myself through Audacity onto my computer, which is free. I'm using Zoom, which is a cheaper version by not paying for it. I have a minimum, like a maximum I'm allowed to record, but I don't have to pay for Zoom. And I'm recording locally to my computer. I'm not relying on what I get back from Zoom. And then what you can do, especially if your guest is a podcaster or has a microphone and a computer on their end, is ask them to do the same. Ask them to use whatever they use to record their show or to record what they do. Ask them to hit record on their end. So they're recording their voice on their computer separate from what's happening on Zoom as well. So I'm recording myself on my computer. My guest on the other end of the Zoom screen is recording on their end. And then all I do is open a Google Drive, give them a link, and when we're done, I ask them to take their recorded episode that they recorded on their own and drop it into my Google Drive. Now I have their recording through their microphone, irregardless of the internet and dropouts and all that crap that happens in the background. I have their microphone recorded on their end. They give me their audio. I have my audio. There's my starting point. Now I throw all that into Audacity, mix it, and I'm done. And Zoom just sits in the background as a, oh geez, something happened and I need to use it. But for the most part, I don't. And if I have an audio-only podcast, I don't even need the video. So Zoom becomes my backup, not my main recording platform. My main recording platform is me, my microphone, my computer, and my guest with their microphone and their computer, and a shared drive. I get their files, marry it up with my files, I'm done. Now, again, I don't hear a lot of people talking about this because they really want your money. They want you to spend a lot of money every month using their services. StreamYard, Riverside, all these ones. They want your money. They're great platforms, but they're very expensive and they still are susceptible to the internet. And that's the thing none of us have control over. Wi-Fi connections, dropouts, pixelated images where we all look kind of goofy. All that kind of stuff can happen, talking over each other because there's a gap in the recording time and there's lag and all this stuff happens. Just have your guest record on their end separately, especially if you're an audio-only podcast. You don't need to worry about the video at all. The video is just there so you can see each other and make it a little bit easier to record. Again, record on your end. Use your microphone, use your computer, and use Audacity to record into. That's what I'm using right now. I'm recording in Audacity as we do this. And I look at my clock, it's 8 minutes and 8 seconds has gone by as we've done this already. So I can see on my clock, I can keep track of my time. Everything's here on my screen. And then I just ask my guest to record on their end. Now, if your guest does not have the ability to record or does not understand any of what you and I are talking about here, then default to your Zoom recording because it's captured. But then in that situation, I have set it up so Zoom records 2 tracks or 3 tracks, however many people are on the call. So they're separate. They're not together in one file where you can see me talk, they talk, me, I talk, they talk. No, I have 2 totally different tracks, my track and their track. That's how I set up my Zoom. So what I do is I ignore my recording through Zoom and I use the one I'm recording right now into my computer with my microphone. And I only use the guest track from the recorded Zoom files. If my guest can't record like I'm talking about here. Okay? And if you're like, Dave, sounds good, but I'm a little nervous and I don't know how to do this, then go to howtopodcast.ca. You and I can jump on 5-10 minutes, record something together, and I can show you what I do so that you can understand my setup and how I do guest interviews through Zoom. And I've tried all the other ones, just so you know, StreamYard and Riverside and there's a lot of people who love these programs. They're great. But if you want to save money, try this way. And if you need help, come to howtopodcast.ca. My calendar's right there. Set up some time with me. Put in the calendar comments that you want to practice Zoom recording or something so I know what we're talking about. And let's do this. Let's jump on together. I'll do a screen share, like I said, and we'll get you comfortable with this so that you can learn this. And if you don't know Audacity, the free software I'm recording into right now, and it's been 10 minutes and 16 seconds, then I can show you Audacity too and get you up and running. I've been using it for almost 30 years, so I kind of know a few little tricks that'll make things a lot easier for you so you're not staring at a screen going, how the heck do you do this thing? I can help you, and I'd love to help you. Okay? Howtopodcast.ca. Try Zoom. Go with the free plan. Go with shorter episodes. Use the free plan. Use Audacity, which is free. Podcastingforfree.com is my website, by the way. If you want to see all my free tools that I use for my podcast, podcastforfree.com is there. And I'd love to meet you and talk about you and your show and be a resource for you in the future. Come join us at howtopodcast.ca. Thanks for being here. Jump on Zoom. Record an episode. Let's go. You can do this. Take care.